The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the most independent and freedom-y place in all America, Dogwater Studios. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined not as usual. To my left, I've got Chewy, Dogwater Dick's in the back, and here in the studio, we have Andy Hector and Steven Extibion from the Schizopolitan for your pleasuring and stuff.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Why? This is going to be awesome. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's going to be so cool.
Are you walking on sunshine?
Dude, yeah. Belinda Carlisle is up my ass.
That'd be rad.
Yeah.
Hi, Chewy.
What's going on?
It's been a minute.
It's been a while, yeah. I've been out of town.
Nick's not able to make it this
week. I think
that's
pretty unprofessional of him to not show up just for some job thing.
Some actual job that's paying.
Yeah.
But hey, it's good to see you, brother. Welcome back to town for the 4th of July
week. That's why I came back.
Right, I'm sure. Not that you missed your wife or daughter or any of that.
No, he loves America.
Yeah. And Elko isn't part of America anymore. It's the nation of Elko.
But
should be home.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, everybody. Yeah. That should be today or yesterday or sometime or tomorrow.
Depending on when the show comes out.
Right. Usually, I'm pretty good about that Wednesday night thing at midnight. So I hope
only when I do it.
So it was probably yesterday, because if any of you are at work on Thursday the 4th, you're losers, and you should really consider a different line of work.
Holiday pay, double time.
Hi, Uncle Ricky.
Hey.
How are you doing back there?
Fucking rad.
Cool.
I'm so excited.
Hey, is Bryce in there?
Yo.
I didn't say he could talk. I just asked if he was in there.
Yes, he is.
Okay, thank you. I don't care about you, Rick. Chewy?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get back to you, Rick. Chewy?
Yes.
How's work been?
It's been great.
You've been away for a while.
Yeah, I was out there for a while.
What else has happened?
Not much, you know. You tell me. I've been gone. It was nice. I mean, there was a lot
The Drunken Monkeys are doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah. The softball team had a good year.
They had some good wins there.
Yeah, they actually won one playoff game, first time in our six-year history.
Yay, go Monkeys.
They lost the next one, though, pretty bad.
That's all right.
Yep.
That's, you know, we made it to
the
playoffs.
Better. Getting better
made
every
it to
year.
The playoffs last year.
As bad as the team
won
was.
Won one playoff game this year. Next year, maybe they'll win two.
2 years ago, we were awful, and we would get killed.
Every
20
game.
To nothing every single game, and now we're finally winning games. It's fun.
That's pretty cool, guys. Yeah. That's pretty good. Good for
so
you.
So I'm real proud. I didn't get to go to any of the games or see any of the playoff games, but I'm still pretty proud of the team. And thanks a lot to Faith and Josh for putting us up and having us be on their softball team.
And the audience and the regulars that show up
to
be
absolutely.
The
hometown
crowd.
Best fans in the
crowd.
Whole city league.
Yeah. So support your local city softball league.
Yep.
Even if you don't hang out at Jub Jub's, find a bar that has one and go to the games and bring booze and make fun of people.
Yes.
It's a
really good
time.
You're welcome.
Time.
It's open to the public. It's free. If you don't have anything else to do coming up this season, just go fuck with people.
There you go. Start fights. Yeah. No. And don't tell them you heard that here.
Oh.
But I don't know. The big news from this past weekend, I'd have to say, has probably got to be the Nowhere Nevada movie premiere.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, that was really good.
For those
of
you who missed it, you really missed a good thing.
This is such an amazing movie.
By the way, if you hear that strange voice in the background there, that's Extibion from Schizopolitan.
Hi, girls.
Who's also featured quite well in a scene in the movie.
Plays Creepy Man in Bathroom.
Yes, Creepy Man in Bathroom. That's the name of it. We've also got
typecasting.
We've also got Hector over here on my right.
Hello.
And Andy on the bass.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You guys are all art fags. Hi, so are we all, though. So are we all.
Fit right in.
Steve,
had you seen the movie at all?
I had not seen the movie.
You just did those scenes and hadn't seen until yesterday.
I also did not, had not
Me
read
neither.
The script either, as a real actor would.
Was that filmed in Hazen, or did they film it in a bathroom locally?
That was filmed at the Sidelines bathroom.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not at it, but in it,
I guess.
All right. At it would be weird side of it, you know.
It was a
but I had not yet seen it either. I filmed my dance scene last summer, my wonderful dance scene in the strip club.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. My 15 seconds of screen fame.
I love when you get shut out of the door. When
oh, right at the end. Yeah, she flips us off. Yeah.
And like, aw.
Fuck you, guys.
But it was...
Fuck, it's rad.
So, Rick, you've seen it a few times.
I saw it one time, and it was several cuts ago. The color wasn't fixed. A lot of the sound effects weren't there.
Right.
And some of the music wasn't mixed. Tom Gordon did miracles since the last version that I saw.
Fantastic.
And I guess Alan, is it Alan from his studio, did a lot of the sound effects work? What do they call that? Foley? I don't know where that word comes
from. Foley,
But he did a lot of that stuff. So all that shit, like the doors made noise now. Mm-hmm. They didn't make noise the last time I heard it. You know, and a lot of the stuff, the Stabby Unicorn song that plays during the acid trip scene wasn't all phaser soundy. I mean, he did so many things since the last cut I saw that just made it amazing. The scene where the mom freaks out.
Well, don't
really
give
bad,
it away, Rick.
Well, but no, yeah, it's spoiler. Just so exciting. But that
spoilers.
That scene looked really stupid when I saw it, and then just the effects that Tom added to it made that scene work so much better.
Yeah. But so, I guess the visual effects that Tyler Burns put on it, really fantastic.
Fucking, I was just going through the list in my head of the stuff that surprised me when I saw it this time. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a very, very
awesome.
It's a cool movie, kids. We did good.
Yeah, and now you don't get to see it.
Right. If you missed it this past weekend, you will not see it again until at least next summer.
Unless you like,
go to one of the film festivals it's going to be at.
Yeah, you know, which you should.
You could hurt Nick and force him to give you a copy, right?
Yeah, you twist his arm real hard.
But he won't do it.
No, he won't
right?
give you the copy.
No,
you
would
let
have
you
to really like threaten him, right?
Hey, Nick, what would you do if somebody asked you?
Oh, I'm
like,
on the wrong screen.
Nick, if some dude asked you to watch a movie, what would you say to him?
Oh, I just suck his dick.
Oh, okay.
That's also unprofessional, Nick.
Nick, our little whore. Our little man whore, Nick.
Riku.
But, what?
I was just thinking.
My daughter is not a man whore.
No, I was thinking.
She's neither a man or a whore.
You know.
Which she might have to say about that.
Oh, no, Riku broke.
How about the princess story?
No, I don't want you to say that, Riku.
Faggot.
There we go.
Okay, thank you, Riku.
Yeah, Riku's still out of town, will be for another couple weeks. I'm still off the hook and having fun, which is why I got to go see the great movie. Screw my weekend and Riku. The movie, Nowhere Nevada,
oh my God,
is
you guys.
Great.
It's neat.
So
the music, didn't you just walk out of there with all that shit stuck in your head?
Yeah, it was good. Music was good.
It was really cool. I was there at the 3 o'clock show. Great to see a lot of people who were in the movie. A lot of people who had a lot of minor stuff to do with it.
Yeah, there was a lot of
a lot of the crew
awesome
was there.
In that room
you're sitting in the room with all these people that are on the screen and watching, and they're seeing it for the first time too. You guys, and it's a fucking time capsule. John Waters' old flicks, whenever you listen to the director commentary, he talks about how those movies made in the 70s, like, are all those people are dead now. Like, and the city doesn't look anything like that. And he's going, oh, there's a housing development there now. And, oh, that building was torn down. That's what we have. It's a time capsule of Reno right now. What? The music, the people, the places, everything.
So, it's something Max Volume was saying at the 3 o'clock show was, is a shoestring budget filmed at public locations with no name actors, just like Rebel Without a Cause. He's like, this is how Hollywood used to do it. Shoestring budget, no name actors, and we're filming at bars and locations around town. Yeah. Hey, aim high. Nowhere Nevada and Rebel Without a Cause in the same breath in the next 20
practically
years.
Practically the same film.
Well,
practically.
Really.
Practically.
It's way more Rebel Without a Cause than Monster a Go-Go, just so you know.
I can't wait for fucking Nowhere Nevada 2 to come out because I'm really anxious to see what
happens. To see what happens next,
Spoilers. By the way, this weird little moment brought to you by not Pinky Polansky this week, but some beer that Rick has all the information about.
So Evan from Aversion Therapy stopped by before the show, and you know how Evan is always bringing us gifts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, a relative of his has something to do with the distribution of Santa Fe Brewing Company's beer.
All right.
And so he brought by those two six packs of that stuff. And so, what did you guys think about it? Does it suck balls?
I think it tastes great. I'm drinking one of these Happy Camper IPAs right now.
What do you guys? You have shared some.
I had an
Andy
IPA.
And Hector?
Hector had the mocha stout or whatever.
That was really good.
Well, yeah, there was only one.
It was like one, a coffee stout thing.
8%.
That was all gone by the time
8%.
I
8%.
Oh, man, you're on the wrong side of the tracks.
So, hey, Santa Fe Brewing Company, ask for it by name.
And
check
it is
them
available.
Out.
It's good beer.
Where is
can.
It available locally?
It is available at both Ben's and at Kraft in Midtown.
Yeah,
Martin
Kraft.
In Virginia.
Yeah,
yeah,
great
yeah.
place.
They got it. So, yeah,
very cool.
Santa Fe Brewing stuff.
So any of you Redditors out there who hang out at Kraft on a weekly basis, check out that. Check out that Santa Fe Brewing Company
beers. What the
fuck
is a Redditor?
Somebody who gets on Reddit.com. Huh. It's a sharing thing, and you upvote and leave comments. And
all right.
Reddit. If you don't know what it is, you're not very internet savvy.
Okay, and now Evan requested dude. Specifically that
yes.
Steven did a commercial.
Oh.
And so how about this? How about, oh, let's say this meaningless bullshit brought to you by.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wouldn't that be a good way to start?
No, actually, I'll just read the Happy Camper can because it's very nice. It's
oh,
a good
excellent.
Thing. Happy Camper IPA. Wiping your rear with a pine comb is about as rough as camping should get. That's why we invented the portable IPA in a can, a hoppy, refreshing beverage that goes great with campfires, bears, granola, and mosquito repellent. Happy camping!
And can we get a product name?
That's the Happy the Santa Fe Brewery's Happy Camping, Happy Camper. I've been
Jesus. Too many Happy Campers.
I'm on my third.
This is, he sounds like a Colonel Sanders. 6.6
By the way, it's 6.6%. That's good. That's I would call
that's
that a
right.
good thing. Yeah, exactly. Happy Camper IPA. We're enjoying that. There's also the Pilsner here. Which is called Freestyle.
Oh, yeah, that was
and then
good too.
The thing that Hector got, but it's been destroyed. We don't know what it was called.
It was an Imperial Stout Java something.
Java, like a Java Stout. Yeah. yeah. It looked great.
It was good.
I traded you for that.
Yeah, there was some fighting over that can. Mm-hmm.
Santa Fe Brewing Company.
Everything out of New Mexico by name. Isn't meth.
Isn't Santa Fe isn't that in New Mexico?
Yes.
Arizona?
Yes.
No, it's in New Mexico.
Yeah,
it's in New Mexico.
Well,
yeah.
they're really
trying
far
to confuse
away.
People.
And Evan said it really did come from Santa Fe, too.
Well, I certainly
it's not
so.
Just called. Well, it could be from New York City.
Well, we're proud to have them on board as a new sponsor of the podcast.
They're sponsoring this one, at least, because we're drinking it.
Right.
That's good.
So, unless anybody got anything else to add, I'd like to just start talking about the Schizopolitans.
It's my favorite
yes.
band.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
How long? Just real quick, I'm going to make you play a song here in a second before we really get into it, but let's get bullshit out of the way. How long have you been around? As this, I know,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
Schizopolitan's yeah. been around for like 10 years, but
yeah.
in this particular
this is
lineup,
version 8.2.
Jesus Christ.
I am the only remaining member. Wow, I
surviving.
Can't talk. This, yeah, well, barely surviving. We've been doing this for four years? We used to be.
Like
what was that? I couldn't, was that,
I don't
that a
know.
Word?
I haven't been tracing, you know, the time.
Well, line. I'm just going to say 36 months then.
36 months. No, it's been
give
longer than that. No,
yeah.
no. These guys have, they're,
that's
they
three
have
years.
2 year olds now, so it's got to be earlier.
Well, 36 months is
months.
2 years. That's older.
Yeah.
That's
I think we've been doing
this
since 08, I think.
Have there
this.
Been like 10, 15, 20 people?
No, there's only been about seven. Every time I put out a record, somebody quits the band, so we can't play for a year. And
right.
then, we get more people. Mm. So we were a four piece like this with a second drummer, which was nice. Now I have to do it myself. I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I
but poor you.
I know. It's okay. It's hard work. You know,
it's hard work being a black man.
You have no idea. People place expectations on you that have nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been with a couple of black guys, and I was bigger than both of them. So, you know, right there,
point
I was just like,
what's
that supposed to mean?
Exactly.
You know.
Well, that now this is the awkward silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your Pinky link, pinkypolansky.com.
Wait, how did he have anything to do with what just happened to us?
Exactly.
Pinky Polansky, whenever we have an uncomfortable pause, they sponsor it.
Oh, good.
They bring us beer. Yeah.
Good.
Pretty much, give us a dollar, we'll say your name. Bring a six-pack, we'll say your name.
Forever.
We're great with that. Easygoing. Rates.
Yeah, yeah, awkward silences are my specialty. Actually.
And there are a lot of them on this.
It's what
show.
I do.
You create them, farm them out.
Yes, I do.
Sow
I do.
Them amongst the fields
yes,
and mm-hmm. Alcohol establishments.
Take it out,
the
make
town.
The people look at it, and then think about what they've done.
Look at it.
So, all right, screw this talking stuff. Andy, Hector, and Steven, play me some goddamn music.
Let's do what you
do. Are we going to do that one we were going to do?
Sure.
Set it up for me. What is it?
This one is off of the first record, which neither one of these guys was on. I'm really sad about it.
Is there a record with these two guys?
There actually are on Bandcamp, schizopolitans.bandcamp. There are about 8 records for free for people.
8 records?
Well, I call them records. You can download that stuff for free. I put it out there, but nobody cares.
Hmm. I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
if you had paid for them, I'd know that was true.
I bought them at Recycle Records, which is another great local establishment.
Oh, you did? You do have our records? Yeah. Too?
He actually paid for them.
Because the second record is, the second record, there's no more of them. Andy was on that one. I have one on CD Baby. Well, there's two. You can get one for $100 or two for $50.
What?
That way I know where those two copies are. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's limited.
I'm going to have to put that one up.
Yeah, you should. You should do something with it. Yep. Found it in a thrift store once. That was delightful.
Obviously, we're terrible at marketing.
We got no business in the music business.
Well, with no further ado... What's this called?
This song is called this is a crowd pleaser back from '04. This song is called All Hands, I believe, right? That's the one we're gonna do. It's possibly about what would happen if your hands got away from you and went off and did things without your knowing it.
Happens to me every day.
See what I mean?
Wow.
That's a big sound.
I kind of wanted that to just go on forever.
Well, that song usually does.
I want to describe the viewers at home, the listeners at home.
Remote viewers.
They're just playing that out of a sampler, right?
The remote viewers. No, that was all live as hell. Like, they've all got laptops in front of them. Andy's sitting here with his bass with green strings and a controller. Hector's got a sampler pad and a controller and a thing, and he's twisting knobs. And Steven's got a computer and racks of
people who
processing.
Think that electronic music is
and
just as simple as pushing a button.
Big
it's a lot
black
bigger than that.
It's pushing a whole
the
bunch
big
of
black
buttons.
Stick. The big black stick.
The big black stick.
This
is
my instrument
coolest
of choice.
Thing. It's this giant piece of, I think, PVC covered
right.
with triggers that he just smacks and makes different noises with. And he smacks his big old stick around.
I do.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, and no, and it's intense. Like that was as complicated live as it sounds.
Cool.
It wasn't just some DJ piecing together little beats at a
That's
computer.
Right.
Although I'm sure all of you guys could do that.
Yeah, that guy he does it.
But damn, you guys are always a really intense band to see. There's definitely a certain amount of theatrics that go on with.
That's my fault.
Just the sound. I mean, on stage, you're all you're not really anything to look at. You're all kind of boring.
Oh, come on.
No, but anyway.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that.
No, you guys are.
I just like the attention.
You guys are intensely making your shit. You don't have time to worry about the crowd. You're creating
sounds. That's
actually
true. That's right. And we're trying to see if we can get to the end of the song. That's all our job is.
Because
we never rehearse. We haven't seen each other in a month.
Well done, then.
Good to see you, Steve.
Yeah, you too, man. Nice, nice.
Well, you were saying before the show, you two, you guys have small children?
Affirmative.
How old?
mine's 3. I think his is 3.
And yeah,
mine's
3.
You had your
Hector's
kids a month apart.
Yeah,
remember? It ruined my life.
Know,
I remember.
Yeah.
I was never the same.
Well, hey,
that was
congratulations,
funny.
You guys. It
oh,
just
thanks.
Gets to be more of a pain in the ass.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that.
No, it is awesome. Better when they like can like, you know, get their own food. Mm-hmm. You know, like breakfast in the morning. On a Saturday, you can kind of sleep in because they'll just eat some white bread and grab a juice box. It's fine.
Right now, he just commands me to do things for him.
Yeah. But at 3 going on 4 maybe-ish here, that you're going to want to start weeding that out. And just a little friendly bit of advice. Start making him do crap.
That's right.
Yeah. So you have a boy? Do you?
Girl.
Girl. Yeah. Make the little bitch and bastard do some things.
Whatever.
Hey. Young lady, you watch it.
Yeah, no?
Oh, now everybody has
oh,
to
great.
Drink.
Everybody drink.
Oh, wait. Well, you have
just,
to drink?
Thought
yeah,
it was
that's
Rory
the yeah, no alarm.
Oh, well.
Okay, yeah, but no. I got a kid myself.
Yeah, but no. Affirmatively not.
Affirmatively negative.
Right.
Yeah.
Like your mom.
Right. Young lady, don't make me have to send you to... Oh, wait, you're already in St. Louis.
it sucks down there. I mean, no offense. Oh, they'll never hear this.
Yeah, no,
people
I
in St. Louis probably would never,
I just
ever
did it again.
Yeah, no.
I just talked to my mom, and we were just talking about, you know, her... Oh, you know, you're almost 65. You know, I hope you're enjoying your grandkids, because my little cousin with them. And your time, your money, and the summer break. And she goes, yeah... We just took a 6 and 4-year-old on a cross state trip over the weekend. They drove them to Kansas City. Mm. I wouldn't want to do that.
And
I wouldn't want to do that at 40, much more than I don't want to do that at 65.
Were they
65.
Well-behaved? Riku doesn't talk a lot on trips, does she?
Oh, they had to have a, it's raining outside, Grandpa needs quiet in the car to drive. So enough with the... it's raining, it's pouring song.
Fuck you.
You watch your mouth, young lady, or you're not going to have a cat when
you're
you get home.
You're a horrible, horrible
You're not going to have a cat
not
when
gonna
you get home.
Not going to have a cat.
Riku, we're going to need you to come down to the studio and say fuck.
Let me baby Jesus cry.
Jesus. Anyway, what are we talking about? The band.
The band, right.
Hey, this is
Schizopolitan.
We come from the nowhere and we go to the no place and here we are.
So what the hell do you call that crap?
Oh, it's cinematic avant-garde pop, in quotes, music.
Done.
No. The word industrial
which is
there.
In quotes, pop or music.
Actually, I think that it's not even music. Actually, the motto of the band is most bands play music... ... And people say, what does that mean? Well, I don't know.
You guys are an industrial band.
Well, that's,
That was an industrial song, and that song is old.
That's true.
We've gone into more of a minimalisty kind of droney kind of different thing now.
Yeah. Atonal, like a Fugs kind of thing?
Or? I don't know.
Ambient industrial?
Well, you know what we used to call it was hard ambient. That's kind of...
That's so rad.
That first record is like hard ambient music. But then we had a new wave record. And then we have a free jazz record, which no one has, called Sick People. That is on the Bandcamp. Some people have it, but we didn't.
I'm going to have to hit up.
We had about as many of those as we had T-shirts. I think there was 25. Yeah, limited edition. And I could die at any minute, so you never know. It could happen here.
It's
really hot in here.
You guys are
it's gonna get worse.
Definitely a unique musical experience. When's the next time somebody could catch you in the live way?
Well, I talked to the guys, and we are going to do the show that we said we would do.
You aren't?
That sounds good.
We are.
Okay. What is that show?
When I told Hector, he looked at me funny a couple weeks ago, but I haven't seen him since then. That show would be Hi. it's good to see you. You know, I just... I can't tell you enough. Okay. That should be at the Strega Bar. Strega Bar's 5th anniversary show. This will be July 12th. Woo! It's us drinking with clowns, Betty Rocker.
Ooh, I believe
Betty
Rocker.
And some other people.
I believe the Reverend Rory Dowd is both playing and emceeing that show.
Oh, fuck that.
Well,
I'm not going.
That sounded like a really good show.
Why are you asking me?
Well, I didn't know if you were playing between now and then.
No, we don't. Okay. We don't play.
I'm playing in between.
We're the kind of band where you can't see us.
That's Rory.
See, Rory, that was the I'm kind of a big deal line.
Well,
I don't say that. You guys say that.
We're not playing between now and then. Well, I'm playing between now and then. Because I'm Rory Dowd, and I'm kind of a big deal. No. I don't know.
I don't say that. Oh, sorry. I just kicked you.
When's your next gig, Rory? When are you playing again?
We'll talk about that at the end of the show because it's this weekend.
I'm so glad we have this show to promote you.
Oh, and because we never promote Dogwater Studios at all.
I've never gotten any work from this podcast.
That's never worked out. Yeah.
When was that show again?
Chewie's the one who actually gets nothing out of it.
I get nothing out of it at all. But I love
Chewie shows up and hangs out.
We're not showing up anyway. I'm just telling people.
But if anybody out there needs any brick repair,
we're going to do it.
Chewie.
Hey, if you want to start your own freelance business, this is the place to.
Yeah, fuck it. You guys need any touch up on your stonework?
Oh.
Well, who doesn't? Sexually. I think I know that voice. Whose voice is that?
I know. And let's give a where's the long one? Oh, here it is.
Sexually.
That's way better.
That'd be the voice of Kay.
Oh,
featured
in
Nowhere, Nevada.
I enjoyed that movie very much.
Yeah. It's good ass movie.
Not to keep going back.
Yeah.
Oh, can we get a YN from him?
Yeah, no.
Every drink.
Every drink.
Yeah. I only listen to the show for Chewy.
Drink some more of that fine Santa Fe brewery.
Where's the cocktail waitress? Because
intern!
His name would be Bryce. He's our executive fluffer.
Well, now I feel. Oh, wait, fluffing?
He's
probably out
washing Rick's truck right now, but when he comes back, he'll probably shirtless.
Shirtless. No, actually, he's not shirtless this week. We actually made him before the show go shirt cocking. So
I don't know what that means.
Shirt, no pants.
Sure.
A man, shirt, no pants.
Okay.
With a girl, that's okay. With a boy, you don't. That's
it's cute with a girl.
I disagree. No, you know you're right. I'd rather have the bottom covered up and the top uncovered.
Really. Okay, imagine he has a belly shaped like a basketball. Do you want the shirt off or the pants off?
You know, I don't want either off.
Either off, right?
Yeah,
but if you had to have one off.
Bryce, he's unzipping. How many beers do we need in there?
How many beers do we need? One,
two,
three,
four.
Four.
What?
Why are you looking? Four. Four beers.
Four beers.
There he goes.
I like beer.
This next segment of our show is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Reno Computer Fix, located at 71 South Wells. Reno Computer Fix is right next to the Dandelion Deli, and they'll take care of all your computing needs, whether you need a refurbished computer, a brand new computer, or just a little work done on yours. They do flat fees for data recovery. I think it's $50. The stuff they fix is great. It works awesome. They repaired one of mine, and they always have great, cheap, restored models on the floor. Justin and Ian over there have a team of interns, and they also do local art on consignment. And you can bring your dog in. It's a very dog-friendly place. If you have to do errands, take your dog with you and go to Reno Computer Fix.
Yeah.
RenoComputerFix.net. Thank you.
Reno Computer Fix.
They're good guys.
I don't understand how having...
My ass smells really bad.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you,
much.
Charlie.
That wasn't directed at you.
So if you want to get your computer fixed and pet somebody else's dog, go there.
I was going to say, how does a dog help you get your computer fixed? That's what
but
I
if know. You need to take your... You know, you're taking your dog
so
around.
So you're a guy with no house.
Don't leave him in the car. Bring him into the computer store.
Homeless guys. Hey,
homeless guys
I've
with
seen
computers.
Homeless people with computers. And they were outside the railies plugging into the free power.
Right, and using the free Wi-Fi.
No, it's totally true. They should have gone to Reno Computer Fix.
Yep.
Except they don't have money. Don't go. Yeah. Well, they wouldn't hear this. No, they would hear this shit.
They could. With their computer, they could hear it.
They have nothing else to do.
I need a cleansing moment.
Namaste.
Thank you.
We all just had a refreshing cleansing moment.
Oh, yes.
Santa Fe Brewery.
It's 175 degrees in here.
It can't get warmer than 98.6.
It is.
Unless one of you has
hot.
A fever.
Oh, it's hot.
How can it not get
I've got a fever
warmer?
For the flavor.
Because it's your body's making the room warm.
Oh.
I think it's the summertime.
But it could be a little hotter than that since we're just like, we're like the. Okay, when I boil water, is the flame 100 degrees, or is it more than 100 degrees when I'm boiling water?
I don't know.
And we're all each little flames. If you put a big bucket of water over the room, it would probably boil.
That's probably true now.
That's deep.
My sweat is burning.
I don't know
eyes.
Where I'm going with that.
98.6
times 5.
I think
you're kind of gay for saying that, really.
Like in the notebooks.
I hate you both.
I thought it was very deep.
That whole we're all a flame thing.
Dude, that is so gay, Rick wouldn't even do it.
just so you know.
That's a good one. how about another song?
While it's too hot, work some more for us.
Okay.
I'm not sweating hard enough.
Yeah.
This will be a more recent number, which would be on our new album, which doesn't exist.
Where can you get that one?
That
you'll
so
be
ethereal.
Able to get that one in the future.
Where are you recording it at?
My house, which is why it's not finished. But we're going to do it here, too.
You know, there's this dog water dick guy.
I know. We'll be talking later.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Well, let's see if I fuck this up when you hear the show.
Well, okay. I'm flexible.
Let me try to do good before.
All right. So what are we going to hear now?
Oh, this song is called Look Low, and I don't know what it's about at all. Tonight.
Ugh.
Hell yeah.
Fuck you guys.
I always said that's still kind of industrial.
Yeah, is that what you think?
Hard ambient industrial.
Okay, then. Well, most bands play music.
Dot, dot, dot. I understand now.
Right.
I understand.
The people ask me, what's your message? I say, if there is one, it's a hidden one.
Well, it is very, very kind of Dada, surreal, absurdist music.
Well, I like to make, see, we make the movies, and then your brain makes the pictures. You see, this is how it works.
Ah, you're just providing a soundtrack
for my imagination. We're
providing
a soundtrack for your imagination.
I like that.
We are qualified individuals in that this is what we do.
How often again? Not very often. Since
no,
you haven't
because
practiced
not as
mind.
Often as you.
No, yeah, I mean,
I didn't say it, Rick.
You usually play about once a month.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
Facebooks, Schizopolitans.
Right now,
Facebooks.
They have 420 fans. I don't think they
That's
need
hilarious.
Any more.
He's probably right.
Just stick at 420. No, find them right. On Facebook and like them because this is some cool shit.
You have to spell Schizopolitans correctly. I cannot help you with that.
When I say Reno has a really diverse music scene and all embraces lots of different styles, you guys are definitely one of the I don't know, guys on the horizon.
Fringe?
Yeah.
We are on the fringe of the horizon.
I was going to say pushing the frontiers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, they're so far on the fringe that Phantom Moss almost can't find them. That was a joke for like a hand, like
a handful.
Three
of
people got that.
Which, by the way,
give
them our number because we really could use some help.
Yeah, Rick and I got to see Phantomas once at
and
Coachella.
We were so excited.
We were
until
super
we saw
excited,
them.
And then after like 10 minutes, it became physically painful to stand there.
I can't follow anything at all.
My ears are
like there's
and there are guys up front just singing along with this random chaos.
It was such gobbledygook that like there was no thread running anywhere.
Yeah,
like
if you
I
haven't
just,
checked
you
out Phantomas,
awesome.
It's
enjoy.
Awesome.
And yeah, it's, and there were people who were singing along. And I was like, how do you even know
what's
what
happening?
Because this
sing?
Makes no sense. Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, it was
well, like people
it,
knew what was about
chest.
To happen. Like, they knew the songs by heart. And I'm like,
and
how
Mike,
did you play this?
How did you
to
know Mike
it?
Patton was going to climb to the top of the stacks and jump off onto a gong? You know? does he time it really that tightly? Yeah.
It's all physics.
They've probably seen it before.
No, you guys are a little more structured than that, I'd say.
Thank God.
Well, the idea is, you know, you can be experimental, but a pop song is just a verse and a chorus. That's all you have to do.
Yeah,
so.
it's real experimental. It's like kind of an out there sound, but it's also pretty catchy. I enjoy it. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but
it's not a. It's not something that makes you turn away. It's,
oh,
that, it's
yeah,
good
those
music.
Are beats and melodies that'll get stuck in my head, and I'll walk down the street to until. Hopefully some child singing, you know, it's raining, it's pouring, gets it out of my head.
Yes, which could probably happen.
Does that happen in this day and age?
Take
Maybe
me out to the ball.
Well, and then once that's stuck, you'll need There's a Hole in the Bucket, Dear Liza, to get that out of your head.
You have to go even further back. Oh,
and
wow.
And then the penultimate, no, that's the
that's
penultimate.
That's a tough one.
Then the ultimate would be, and Bingo was his name-o.
Oh, you did it.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, clap.
Well
NGO.
Done, you guys. Well done. Clap, clap. Teaching kids about STIs at an early age. Bingo was his name-o. Clap, clap,
That's
clap.
Not what that song's about.
Yes, it is. Old MacDonald. Old, yeah, he
There was
Bingo.
A farmer had a dog.
Yeah, the farmer.
And the dog had an STD.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
G-O. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Rick, can I get some music here?
Oh, are we down for that?
Yes, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I, the Reverend Rory Dadaman, I ask you guys a bunch of random and bizarre questions, some of them embarrassing, some of them innocuous. And then I'm going to score you. Excuse me.
Sexually.
Score you sexually on your performance. Are you ready? Sorry, I need to take a drink of water there.
Ready, Santa?
Okay, Steven. Let's go with a fun question.
I will answer any question with a stupid answer, but sometimes I know the answer.
What is your guilty TV or movie pleasure?
Oh. I watch a lot of Law & Order show.
Law & Order.
It's not too bad.
Is that the Ice-T one?
Show, man.
Andy, do you have
There's
a...
There's not something more ridiculous that you
media
enjoy?
Guilty pleasure? No, we're moving along. We don't have time for that shit.
Or are you making noise?
One of us is making noise.
Where's that coming from?
It was Rory.
Sorry.
And now you have no sound.
That's okay.
Well, I'm a big fan of Yo Gabba Gabba.
You have sound.
Yeah, yeah. The Yo Gabba. Yeah. Oh, ding.
Yeah, no ding. It works again.
Okay.
He has a child, though, so that's not really.
Yo Gabba Gabba's
Yeah,
like,
but I was into
shit.
Yo Gabba Gabba before.
Before
though.
I had a kid. Yeah.
Hector, too. He got me into it.
We had kids so that we could go to Yo Gabba Gabba shows.
Yeah, and you don't look like creeps.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
We did.
Festivals.
But that show's the best. That show's one of the best things
that's
out there.
Awesome.
Like old school Sesame Street and Electric Company all rolled into one.
They have the old school Sesame Street on Netflix. Like you can watch Sesame yeah. Street classics. It's yeah. awesome. Yeah. yeah, my daughter's just now finding Sesame Street.
If you can also. Find the Electric Company, you can see Bill Cosby smoking cigars around children.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. the '70s.
Nice. Hector, what's your guilty pleasure?
Aquabats.
Aquabats.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. You guys all did fine there.
Oh,
fine.
Thanks, man.
Steven did the worst, actually.
Well, that's what I do.
Sorry,
Steven. It's okay.
When searching the internet for inspiration, so to speak, what are your favorite keywords for porn? Steven? He's looking at the ground intently.
Well, I never expected this question.
Guess you don't listen to the show very often.
Let's have the truth.
Truth. What do you like to search for inspiration? When you search to jerk, what do you look for?
Well, I usually know where to find it, but back in the day, it might have been lesbian analingus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's pretty good. That's stuff.
Like it's not bad enough that it's two girls, but
yeah,
in the
it's
bad
better.
Place.
Throw a little brown.
Now, Steven, do you realize?
And one of them is a brown-eyed girl.
Do you realize that that's where food comes out?
Yes, but I would not eat it.
That's not food. That's shit.
Andy. He's shaking off.
Those guys are married now.
Use,
I can do
I don't
whatever.
Use search terms. It's just
whatever comes up.
Whatever's right. there.
If you were going to search the internet for porn.
He's only got a few seconds.
Right?
I have all day. I'm a man of leisure.
Hey, that's what smartphones and a bathroom are for. Thank you very
Dude,
much.
And if you're, yeah, and if you don't search for anything, then what? You just end up with MILF porn.
Well, no, or that's random.
I mean, that's what everybody
You go with the random spin.
Well, yeah. yeah you're asking
have,
for trouble.
They have
that.
Thumbnails and in. Random.
Yeah, that's
true. So what do you gravitate? What kind of titles do you gravitate to?
Titles
like you know, girl on girl. Nancy has a big dick.
Giant
kind of
boobs.
Right.
I just don't want to see any
giant
like, snaggletooth nastiness. I don't want to see any like choking.
Okay, so you really have more,
right.
more
minus
of a
snaggletooth, minus
yeah.
choking.
Okay,
yeah.
okay,
yeah.
Anything but the
sometimes
choking,
the ads on the side are disturbing to me, and they totally just ruin the whole. Thing.
Yeah, yeah. I like to put on mine no real rape.
real rape.
Fake rape is fine.
That's a good policy.
No
Hector?
Real rape.
I almost stopped, but then I don't.
I don't know. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, you know, as a dad of a young child.
And he makes iPhone apps and iPad apps and plays in a band once a month. I don't know how he does this stuff.
Okay, fair enough.
He's a busy man.
I can relate to that.
Steven, what was the last lie you told?
The last lie I told? Well, you might have just heard it. No, that was the truth. The last lie that affected me or someone else? No?
Just the last lie you told. Like,
well, I don't know. I have a problem because I sound like I'm always lying, but I'm almost always telling the truth.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Scarface was like that.
I don't believe you either.
I don't know. It's hard to blur the lines, and I'm usually drunk.
Okay. Hey. That's the truth. Andy, what's the last lie you told?
I don't know. That was it right then.
Yeah, because again, he's married, so see, this stuff,
yeah, he tells
this stuff happens.
No, to be a successful parent, you have to lie to your children all the time.
That he doesn't jack off constantly.
Right?
I said it's I was probably. Coming here to play music tonight. To my child.
Hector?
I really have to pee.
But that's the truth. He's leaving.
Ooh.
Oh,
what did Doc
Heck was punking at? Oh, he's going to get
oh,
some
Oh, you give us all
eggs.
This beer we have to
He
endorse.
Doesn't give a shit about you and your quiz. He's got to pay.
That was not a lie, so he gets 0 points for that
zero
question.
0 points.
You
want me to
Steven?
Take over for him?
Or me?
No. No. Okay. Yeah, answer as Hector. No,
exactly.
Steven, what would your if you're going to, your last meal on Earth, what was it? What would it be?
Oh, shit.
That's a bad
that's
choice.
Disgusting.
Shit on toast? Sourdough toast. It's really important. And a little bit of mustard. No, because if you're going to eat shit, you really need mustard. Just so you know. I don't know. I used to really like lasagna when I was a kid. People would say, what's your favorite food? But they stop asking you that later. And I guess if I had a last meal, I would think about it. Lasagna.
Okay. Lasagna.
Nice.
Simple, tried and true.
Yeah, but homemade.
You know. Comfort.
It takes 2 hours.
Yeah, I totally go for the comfort food. My mom's enchiladas.
Oh.
They're magic.
And Hector? Hector would have nothing.
Probably shit.
I would eat.
Hector made it. Hector, run, hurry. The question's almost over.
Man, I can feel the cool air coming in from the bathroom.
Yeah, I kind of want to leave that open.
The bathroom air is refreshing.
Hector, what would your last meal on Earth be? Whether abducted by aliens or being executed, last meal.
A Chilean hot dog.
Ooh, Chilean hot dog.
Like your mom.
What's the
difference
Chilean in a hot dog? What's the difference?
I don't know. It has avocado and tomato. And
That's awesome.
But the meat.
It's like a Mexican hot dog, but a little bit further south.
Yeah,
that's right.
But from Chile.
Chile.
And all right, Hector, back at you. How often do you masturbate? Kind of gets back to the sex question.
Does it seem gay that we're asking this?
I don't know if
they're
gay
not really
is the
sex
word.
Questions. They're
it's
all
a little
masturbation
intrusive.
Questions.
Right.
Kind of an ambush so you'd be walking into
the
here.
Next question will be more sexual.
Are you looking for
the next
frequency?
Question. Yeah, frequency. Like how, times a day, 98 times
hertz.
An hour.
That's a good
times
answer.
A month. You are married, maybe happily, maybe not. You know, this will really
it wouldn't
kinda...
really matter. You still got to do it.
You damn right, son. You damn right.
Pass.
Oh, shit. Another zero.
Answer.
Somebody's losing the quiz, but saving his marriage.
Hector like is very tight-lipped. He's actually a man of mystery.
When I first met this guy, he says, I can't be there. I'm going to be in Turkey.
He's a secret double agent. Yeah.
We don't know what he does. He has a computer server in his house. We don't know.
And he makes this like Snowden guy look like an amateur because Hector, you don't see Hector in the news.
I don't see him at all.
He's an amateur.
We're all going to be executed as we leave the room.
Just so you know.
Andy.
We just hit a trigger when you
Andy,
said Snowden.
Andy, how often do you masturbate?
Well, you know, often enough.
All right.
To release the pressure, you know.
I like that answer, actually. Mm-hmm. Steven?
Well, as a man of leisure, I can pick any time of day. It's usually right before I go to work. So, you know, every couple of days.
It relaxes and centers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
it's
right.
Important.
Relax and center.
It's the last thing I need to do before I leave the house.
Hector, in all the history, who would you get in a fist fight with? Like, you're going to pick a fight.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah, well on the Fight Club.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough, fair enough. I like it. Andy?
Go after Hitler. He's kind of a dick.
Right, okay, ooh. Typical.
Knock that little mustache right off his face.
By the way, Andy kind of looks like Ed Norton. Okay. Just a little bit.
Ooh.
Just a little bit.
A little bit, a little bit.
Steven, you're a big, sprawling, rangy man.
Yeah, and
that'd be scary.
I'm not afraid of losing.
Are you scary?
A fight.
You look scary, but you're
not
really.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. No one ever tries to fight me because it's not my thing. And
you
I'm,
don't get that biggest guy in the bar get
no,
picked
you know
on
something?
By the...
That's no. Bullshit. Those people who say that are just dicks.
No, I will suck their brain right out and
paranoid.
Make them wish they'd never met me. That's what I do. Who do I really fucking just want to punch in the face? He reminded me, though, because...
Rue McClanahan.
She's already dead.
Oh, that's right.
That would be an easy fight.
So is Hitler.
I'm trying to think of who I hate.
Yeah, back in the day, not as they are now. That's who you have sex with, as
who
they are
in all-time history. So Rue McClanahan in her prime might be a good fight.
Oh,
and back in the mod days?
And like, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but then things would get
sexy. That's not Rue McClanahan. That's...
yeah, you wanted Mama's Family days.
Yeah, Rue McClanahan and Mama's Family.
Oh, so you're talking about Vicki Lawrence and Mama's Family, the original...
I'd fight her.
Rue McClanahan was on that one.
She was the sister-in-law.
Oh, she was, right, and Mama was still Mama. What the hell am I talking about? How old are you? You shouldn't even know these.
How old are you?
I watched Mama's Family. Came out right after Carol Burnett, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're way back in the day. Yeah.
I remember Mama was a spin-off character from the
Carol
Burnett,
show.
Right.
Yeah, with those people.
When Dorf as well.
Dorf. Someone picking a fight with Mama?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah,
we
so wait. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to do celebrities, but...
Vicki Lawrence?
I can't stand Tom Cruise's face, and I want
all
to
right,
punch
that's
him.
A good choice.
Nice.
Have
we ever had that?
I don't think we've gotten
Tom Cruise before.
Yeah, he's got one of those faces.
Bryce,
that you
do some homework.
Yeah, but he doesn't deserve to be called the historical figure.
Oh, he's not.
I just said all of history.
Yeah. Oh, in all of history. I thought these guys were going to pick me, which is pretty good.
Anybody
who's ever lived.
I would punch myself in the face. For entertainment.
Like a 12-year-old you. That could be a fair answer. Yeah.
I would destroy me before you get to know me. Yes, in the past.
Like the Fight Club.
Like the Fight Club.
12-year-old
so,
make it really easy.
A couple more questions. Yeah, actually, just one more question before the rapid fire is here. It's a new question, my brand new drum roll question. What was your very first album?
What was my very first album?
What was your very first album that you ever bought?
That doesn't count the old book and records. You're talking about music.
I would say
yes.
I'm proud to say it's Michael Jackson's Bad.
Ooh, bad.
Not bad.
Not bad answer. I like
it. What are you, 24?
Andy? Right.
So the first album that I bought was Weird Al Yankovic's.
Which one?
A version of the Bad album.
Not oh, Fat. Right.
It was called Fat.
Fat. Yeah, yeah. Nice.
That's a good-ass album.
I like those answers what together.
Was Target. Who was it targeted?
Did you guys know
Santa
each other?
Fe Springs, California.
Ed Steven.
I'm pretty sure I made my grandma buy me the Star Wars soundtrack, 1977.
Nice. Yeah, I had that too.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was nine.
Four albums. Four
I love that soundtrack.
Rory, what was yours?
What was mine?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was two because I got them through BMG. It
oh,
was.
Yeah.
BMG.
I signed up for that a couple
times, sucker. Yeah, BMG, man. I had like Def Leppard's High and Dry. I got. Shit.
Yeah, I wrote some bad parents'
that.
Checks to get
I
my
got,
BMG.
It was Seven and the Ragged Tiger by the Duran
Duran. Oh, so awesome.
And Quiet Riot's Metal Health.
Oh, yes. Hitmakers.
Those are my first two L purchases through the BMG.
And Chewy?
Yeah, what about?
1984 by Van Halen.
Yeah.
Oh, you are such a cool kid.
What about you, faggot?
Oh, mine was terrible. It was a Who Did Celebration, Cool in the Gang.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's
I had
awesome.
I had the 45 of that,
it's
though.
Such a good.
Really
that, that's and, that album. And I would just like to say about Bryce, nobody cares. So
Bryce is so young, I'm interested.
Rick, can you hit the group?
What?
What is it? The Crow.
Oh, that's got a Cure song on it. That's so badass.
I will say, say what you will about.
I love that Cure song. That's what got me
into Cure. Say what you will about the movie. Actually, a pretty killer soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. The soundtrack is fucking
it's
amazing.
It's like, our first movie. It's pretty good. You know, like, it's awesome. In its time.
With both The Cure, I think Nine Inch Nails and Helmet.
Yeah, it was a good
like,
album.
It was
good,
all
good soundtrack,
great album. The first song from all of those bands in a couple of years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a really fantastic soundtrack. So, Bryce, you do get a couple points there. Not bad, son. Not bad. All right, Rick, do you want to hit the group with some rapid fires?
I would love to. Gentlemen, I'm going to start different than Nick does. AIDS or cancer?
Ooh, cancer.
Andy?
I guess I'll take AIDS. You can live with that. Like,
did I make cancer sound sexy?
But there's a lot of different cancers. I don't know. But I'll take AIDS, sure.
No, you can't beat the cancer. It's just all around you.
And?
Hector?
What's the question?
AIDS or cancer?
Oh, crap.
Rapid fire. This is supposed to go a little fast. First thing that comes to your mind.
It's
don't think about it. First thing that comes to your mind. All right, Rick, keep going.
Okay, Coldplay or herpes?
Oh, herpes.
Herpes.
All around.
Almost nobody ever picks Coldplay.
Girls do sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, that's how they get herpes.
Yeah, of course.
Julie.
Girls don't want herpes.
Rolling Stones or the Beatles?
Stones.
Beatles.
Yeah, I'll take Beatles. I'll take Beatles for
I can
five,
see both
Bob.
Sides of that, though. I could.
Yeah, for real, huh?
Yeah.
Star Wars?
Well, most of the Beatles are dead, so I guess Stones are still
around. Half of the Beatles
still
are
around,
dead.
But
Stones are living
they,
dead.
Should somebody have stopped them by
they're
now?
The Walking Dead.
Oh, yes. They should have stopped themselves.
Right?
I mean, what
you
the
would
hell?
Think.
Charlie Watts quit like 20 years ago. They
yeah,
kept,
but if
they
yeah.
keep bringing him back.
Yeah, if I
talk about the Walking Dead. Yeah, Charlie is the Walking Dead.
Definitely choose the Stones if you're choosing who you want to be.
Yeah, because they're still alive.
Yeah.
Except
and
for
still a band and
Paul and Ringo are both still alive.
Yeah, who wants to be George Harrison?
All right, next question.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Wars.
Wars. Sorry. I love Next Generation, though.
Me too.
So Wars all around? Excellent.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger.
Ginger?
You guys are a bunch of fucking homophobes.
Well, I know the one guy likes the gingers. I know that.
It's a personal choice, man.
Beat up or arrested?
Arrested?
Arrested.
I hope this never happens.
I don't know. It's a tough one for me.
Yeah.
My first thought was beat up.
Because it's over and done with. That's
I don't
want
to be in a cage.
Well, I don't want to get beat up before I'm arrested.
You have to go to court.
Go in the court, right.
Go to DUI school and all that bullshit.
Yeah, and the caveat is the beating up would not lead to getting arrested.
Oh, you should have said that. I can deal with paperwork.
Okay, all right, a couple more, Rick.
Puke or diarrhea?
Puke.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
I think that's a no-brainer.
It just takes time. The puke burns.
So does
the diarrhea.
The
diarrhea burns.
It depends on what you've been eating.
It's all about whether or not it comes out your nose. That changes it either way.
I will tell you, I've never had diarrhea.
If it goes through your nose, I'd rather have it out my ass.
Do you know that people do have stool come out of their mouths every once in a while? I just heard this. This happens.
What?
It's a problem.
I think it happened to me once.
I did. I saw it on the doctor's yesterday while I was putting on my shoes.
No.
I swear to you, it's a rare occasion.
Quick, next question,
okay.
Greg.
And if you could live in a world where only one existed, which one would you choose? Star Wars or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
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 No, he
you
almost
just wanted to be different.
I wanted to say Star Wars, but really it's insignificant, and who gives a shit?
You're going to be lynched by nerds
garbage.
As soon as you leave here.
You guys, this is a very, very close race.
Fuck those nerds.
Coming in last place, surprisingly, the Big X with 141.
Really?
Yes.
I lose?
He got no zeros.
He got no zeros, but Hector had some better answers. Wow. Better
You're just trying
answers.
To hurt me.
With zeros? 147, Hector comes in second. And our big winner with 156 points this week
Woo-hoo!
Is the big man, Andy.
Nice.
Good job, Andy.
You win the adulation of, well, like four people.
Yeah. Good job.
Good job. We're really
awesome.
Proud of you down here.
He's a
winner. All right, so... I'm hot. I'm tired. I'd like to do another song.
Yeah, are we
going to
do one more or two more?
I would love to do a backtrack.
Oh, we're going to wrap it up?
You would do, well, I figured they could do a song. We talk in between, close the show, and we go out on one of their songs.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a song that is long and atmospheric, and it's... It's possible.
What?
Oh, sorry. I usually don't have that problem. Again, I don't have to introduce because the meanings are irrelevant, but this is one of our murder songs. Something happened. I am going to report it to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
You guys rule. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you. I thought today that would be a good one because of the whole interlude thing, you know. It's nice.
Yeah, summertime just makes you want to hear
summertime makes you want to hear the sounds of death.
So the next time people can catch you live is going to be at the
Strega.
The fifth anniversary of Strega. Go get some wood for Strega.
Been 5 years already.
Get wood for Strega because that's what you get anniversary.
Get wood for Strega.
Yeah,
wood?
Get wood for Strega.
That's going to be so much easier than leather. What a pain in the ass this year.
Leather's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's so hard to find something good leather for a third anniversary.
So you have a wood suit? You're going to bring a wood suit?
You should have gotten the wife some leather pants.
I got her some headphones that had leather on them. Well, which is a decent gift.
That's kind of cool, actually.
That's all I could find that I really thought she would like that had leather on it.
Right.
I can't buy purses and shit.
What? Why not?
What do I look like at Target buying a purse?
Look like a guy buying a purse.
Yeah, maybe you got a wife. Maybe you like dressing in drag.
I don't have to justify myself.
Maybe you just don't have enough pockets.
Oh, she probably wouldn't even like it. Girls are real particular about the purses and wallets
they are
that they use.
Yeah. Yep.
So, all right, but this coming week, all right, so you guys are going to be at Strega on the 12th.
That is our next and only show.
I will be emceeing that on the list lineup with you guys.
Could be our last show ever.
It's always our last show ever, almost.
however, this week, we've got a bunch of great events coming up this weekend. Out Sleaze Fest, I believe, starts Thursday at 9. That's Punk Rock Madness at like
That's
three
great,
bars all weekend
event.
Long.
Yeah.
It's a lot of great fun for the 4th of July. Punk Rock for the 4th and fuck your day. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not jobbers, but whatever. Also,
fuck your day
there's also supposed to be the final Foxy Art Show and the final more really first Friday, last first Friday at the Foxy Art.
Foxy was just sticking around.
However, young Mr. Jacob Carnahan, local member and now business owner, decided to buy the Foxy Olive, and it's now under new ownership, and it won't be closing on the 20th.
Oh.
So congratulations, Jacob. Everybody, I think they're still doing the show this weekend, though, for the art show on the first Fridays. People, get down there and support this bar.
What a great bar.
Jake's one of us. He's a dumbass, and he's around town, and it's a fun little bar, so please go out and support them this weekend so they have a great first weekend.
I can cancel my farewell visit down there.
Yeah. And it'll be a welcome home visit.
No, it won't be a visit at all.
No, you should still go anyway.
I will anyways. Yeah.
Another good bar not closing.
Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Friday night at the same time, I will be appearing with Todd Ballow and Josiah Knight at Strega.
Josiah.
I believe. Oh, wait. No. What time is that say?
Are you doing so much that you...
Yeah, no, it's
lost
Strega,
track of
it's
it.
Friday. I just can't read the flyer on
Rory's
Facebook.
A very busy
you know,
man.
And people who are
man.
A big deal like that need people to handle these
shut
things,
up.
You know?
Hey, I do need I need a production assistant for the podcast.
You get your own personal intern.
So if you'd like to learn about marketing and promotions and writing blogs and SEO content, and you'd like to be another part of our intern staff like the lovely Bryce, say hi, Bryce. Nobody's paying attention anyway.
He left the room.
Please get a hold of me. Also, Saturday, we've got the Memory Motel kickoff
Ooh.
Tour show.
Oh, yeah.
The Unwoman Art Project, and she plays like a cello.
Oh, yeah. No, she does. She's very cool.
Yeah, I've heard it. I didn't see it last time. I've heard it was really amazing. That's gonna be with, I believe, the Siren Society out at Reno Artworks Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Awesome.
So those are kind of my picks for the weekend. And then Sunday, as always, kickball in the park. Wilkinson Park, punk rock kickball. When you're all hung over at 2 o'clock.
Wilkinson Park, huh? That's right down the street from my home.
Yep. Yeah, it's right every Sunday.
Yeah, two blocks away. All right.
Now.
And you can bring the kids. They got a playground, a nice playground.
Oh, yeah. We go to that park all the time, except for
so
it's
that's
105
all I got.
Degrees
that's,
outside.
That's my
well,
weekend
but that's,
picks.
But that's not all we got because we're not going to be here next week.
Oh, that's right.
And so isn't the superhero crawl the following weekend?
It's Saturday.
Also, yeah, it's 13th. The 13th because the 12th is the Stregapalooza 5th anniversary show. So please go check that out. And then, yeah, and the 13th is the superhero crawl and the Heroes versus Villains 5K.
And on that very night, Aversion Therapy, our dear friends Aversion Therapy.
Yeah,
who do
friends
our,
of
who
the
do,
show.
Yeah, who brought us beer and do the theme song to the show,
yeah.
are playing at the 3rd Street Bar.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Cool.
Yeah, always
that's
a fucking
cool bar,
great
too.
Show.
Yeah, good bar.
Dude,
and I want to say I also think I see Priscilla Ford and Infecto Skeletons.
Priscilla Ford's dead.
That's either going to be at the Alley or at Shays. I can't tell from this.
Infecto Skeletons?
Yeah, it's a bunch of young kids. They're good guys.
They should go good with
Rashidul Kadur is the name of one of the members of the band. Rashidul. You don't listen to the show, but I shouted you out, fucker. So yeah, go check that out next weekend, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
two weeks.
All I can recommend to you people is it's hot as hell out there. Go sit in the river or something. It's fucking
hot.
I wish
chill
I was
the
there
fuck
right
out.
Now.
Go drive into the mountains and find a pond, find a lake.
Yeah, do something.
Enjoy your native habitat.
Do something.
And then in the night when
nice
you're all tired of swimming, go to a bar, get your second wind on, and have some drinks.
Have
some
nice
some
cold,
local live music.
Cold beer, maybe a gin and tonic or something like that.
Yeah.
Something refreshing. Unless you're a recovering alcoholic, in which case you just got iced tea.
all right, so I'm gonna say it's been. Oh, and don't forget your weekly open mic roll call. Hmm. Strega, Jub Jub, Shays, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's a great time to hit up an open mic. Why not tonight?
Oh, I never thought of it like that.
I guess we're going to have one last song for them, the Schizopolitan. So for Josh, Chewbacca, Martin, Dogwater Dick, Nick... Dogwater Dick, Nick Spagnola, Rick Ramirez.
Ricky Ramirez.
I thought these people were your friends.
Night Stalker.
I don't know. Night Stalker. for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Chewbacca, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you.
Hit me.
I'd like to thank you all for coming out tonight.
getting me all heated up, aren't you?
Backwater Studios.
You're a cute little fella. Want some pizza?
Okay.
I wish I knew that.